Well, happy Thursday. Hope you all have had a good week so far. And thank you for joining us again for the Philemon Bible study. And today is our final day. And so this is where we wrap up this letter. And so I hope this has been an encouragement to you, and I hope it's been a help. And so today we're going to kind of finish how we began in these final greetings. And so let's... we're going to begin in verse number 21. Look at what Paul says here. He says, notice what he says. He says, confident of your obedience. And what's interesting in that is what we've said all along is that Paul has made this appeal without making a direct appeal. But notice in verse 21, he says, I'm confident of your obedience. But he never really asked Philemon to do anything other than to receive him as he receives Paul. And so we don't really know exactly if Paul wanted him to set him free, if he wanted him to return him to Paul. We don't know exactly what he wanted him to do, but certainly what he wanted him to do was to forgive him and to see him no longer as a slave, but as a brother in Christ. We do know that. But notice he says, I'm confident of your obedience. I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. And again, Paul never explicitly said anything because remember we said that he was being humble, he was believing the best about Philemon, and he was trusting the Spirit here. And so he's expecting Philemon to respond. He's expecting him to do something, but he says, I expect you to even do more than what I say. And notice verse 22, he says, at the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers, I will be graciously giving to you. And so here's why I say we're kind of wrapping up the same way we began, because Paul is now encouraging Philemon by saying that he's going to come visit him. And so there's this encouragement here. There's this accountability. Because remember, we said at the beginning that God makes us part of his family. We're no longer island. We're not supposed to be islands to ourselves, but we're supposed to be a part of a family. And so we saw how Paul opened up the letter that way, kind of addressing this to everybody. But notice here now he says, I'm going to come visit you. Prepare a guest room for me. And so he's not abandoning Philemon. He's certainly not allowing this conflict to change the way he thinks about Philemon. He wants to come stay with him. But here's the thing. He is expecting Philemon to respond. And Paul is saying, hey, I'm coming to visit. So I'm going to come and we're going to talk about this. If you don't do what, if you don't treat Onesimus the way that you should as a brother in Christ, I'm coming. I want to come visit you. And so we see this encouragement here of Paul is not abandoning Philemon, but he's also giving him accountability saying, I'm going to come visit you. And then notice what else he does. Notice this other level of accountability in verse 23. He says, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you, and so do Mark and Aristarchus and Demas and Luke, my fellow workers. So here, not only is he showing that Philemon is accountable to him, Paul, but he also lists these other people who are servants in this region. And he's saying, hey, they all send their greetings, which means Paul has talked to them and probably asked them to pray over this situation. Like, this wasn't a gossip session, but he's saying, hey, these guys know what's going on and they send their greetings. And so he's showing, hey, you're accountable to me as your brother, Paul, but you're also accountable to these guys too. If you run into them, they're going to ask how's Onesimus. They're going to ask, what have you done? How did you receive him? So he's putting this layer of accountability there. But then notice verse 25. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. And there's the third layer of accountability that we all have. Is he saying the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. And so he's saying you're accountable to the Lord because he is always with you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with you. And so we see again, we're ending like we began. Paul is showing him that there's this encouragement of accountability. And that's something that, again, in our individualistic society and like where we live in America in this time, we like to isolate ourselves. We want to be separated from people. We want to kind of be over here in our corner and keep everybody out of our business. I mean, there's some people who like to put their business all over social media. But for the most part, we want to be isolated. We don't want anybody in, we don't want anybody in our business. We don't want to talk about that, except with a very select few people. But here, Paul is showing him, hey, you're accountable to your other brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a God-given gift that we have. And so we have to be able to look at that differently. Because part of discipleship is getting in each other's business in a way of helping and encouraging. Because again, the gospel demands a response. And that's what Paul is setting up here when he says, I'm confident of your obedience. I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say. Like, Paul's not expecting Philemon just to read this letter and say, okay, and then cast it aside and not do anything about it. No, there has to be a response. But Paul is saying, hey, you're accountable to me, you're accountable to these other brothers, and you're also accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's reminding him one more time, hey, the grace that the Lord has shown you, now you show that grace to Onesimus. Because remember, if the Lord Jesus would forgive Philemon over and over again, if he would go and die on the cross for him, he's saying that same grace should be with you, is with you. And so you should show that grace now to Onesimus. So there's this accountability to Paul, to the other brothers, and even to Jesus Christ. And so we have that same accountability. We're accountable to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the things that we talked about in this letter, and there's so much more, but certainly in this letter, we see how the gospel affects each and every layer of our life. And so we have to remember that we're accountable for the response to the gospel. And so my question to you is kind of the same as the first one, but do you have someone who can get in your business and can ask you hard questions sometime that you can say, hey, hold me accountable for this? Because that's what Paul is doing here for Philemon, and we need that. That's a good thing. God doesn't want us to be alone. He wants us to have brothers and sisters that can surround us and encourage us, and yes, even hold us accountable. That's a huge part of growing in our relationship with God. That's why he gives us brothers and sisters to hold us accountable, to help us. But we cannot forget that we also have the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ living in us, and that is our conscience, that's speaking to us. That's holding us accountable as well. The conviction comes from the Spirit, and it's not to break us down, but to build us up so that we can become more like Jesus. So I hope that this has been a help to you, and I hope that as we kind of think about these things and our conflict and our personal relationships with people, in our relationships with each other, are we coming to terms with what the gospel calls us to do, and are we responding? And then are there people in our lives that can hold us accountable to that? And so I'd encourage you to pray about that, kind of take inventory. Are there people in your life that can do that, that can ask you the hard questions? Are there people that you can ask the hard questions into? And you could say, hey, I'm going to come visit. We're going to talk about this. Again, not to gossip, not to tear them down, but to build them up. And so I pray that, again, this study has been helpful to you, and I look forward to the next one, which will start next week, and I'll be giving you more information about that coming up. But again, if you have any questions, please leave them in the comments. We'd love to answer any just follow-up questions you might have about Philemon, and look forward to our next study together. God bless you. Hope y'all have a great rest of your week and weekend, and we hope to see you Sunday.